In your blog post today, you say that the White House exempts YouTube from some privacy rules. Specifically, you talk about internet cookies. First off, explain to people who may not know, you know, cookies are just something that, you know, it's a Fig Newton or something. Explain to people what cookies are and why this matters.
So a cookie in general is a small bit of information that's created by a website that you visit. It's given to your web browser, Internet Explorer or Firefox, and it's used to uniquely identify you. So that way, when you visit Google or you visit Yahoo, from one computer, they know that when you come back 2 days later, that it's the same person. This allows them to know that someone who was searching for information on a TV show last week then came back the following week and maybe purchased a T-shirt relating to that TV show.
And these things remember, like if you have a site that remembers your password or something, that's all done with internet cookies.
Right. A site that remembers your password or remembers your username or, right. or you know, that stores some kind of preference for you. Now, many of those cookies are generally thought of as to be useful things. They're done for the benefit of the user, but they're also used by many advertising companies to track users' behavior across many sites across the internet.
Where you go, what sites you've looked at, where you've gone, sort of the path you follow through either your site or even other sites, those kinds of things sort of freaks out privacy people.
Exactly. Yep. And about 10 years ago, there was a minor scandal when part of the federal government involved in drug education was caught using cookies to track end users. It was the National Drug and Control Policy Office. And so after that incident, rules were created by the Office of Management and Budget that specifically forbade any federal agency from using long-term tracking cookies on its website to protect the privacy of American citizens. That rule has held solidly for the last 10 years, but 2 days ago, the new White House website specifically excluded YouTube from those rules, essentially allowing YouTube to now track the millions of visitors who visit the White House website.
Now, would this then be, by turn, beneficial to the website to kind of know who's coming by?
I mean, the White House doesn't get to find out this information, but YouTube does.
Couldn't they ask YouTube?
I believe that might depend on a contract or that they would have, but YouTube is providing the service for free. Really, this isn't a benefit to the White House. This doesn't help them to tailor their message or anything. This really is about YouTube gathering large amounts of information, which it can then mine and use for advertising information. So, I mean, this isn't about providing a more valuable service for citizens. This isn't about, you know, some kind of Web 2.0 feature that allows people to do social networking or anything. This is simply about YouTube, which is owned by Google, you know, the largest collector of information on private citizens in this country, just getting more information on us.
And there have been questions about this, even in the change.gov site, where they used a Google moderator as sort of the application that allowed people to sort of vote on questions. And it had, you even had to register onto that service. So people have been thinking about this, about what implications this might have.
Right, but the difference there was that change.gov was the website of the
right.
transition
yep. Big
project,
difference.
And the transition team was not a federal agency, but the White House is. The White House is definitely part of the federal government, it's part of the executive, and therefore it is bound by existing rules. You know, this isn't a blanket exemption for all Web 2.0 companies. This is a specific exemption for one company, YouTube, which, you know, the CEO of Google, which owns YouTube, is on Obama's economic advising team. Many, many people from Google have donated large amounts of money to the company. And so some people from both sides of the spectrum are you know, questioning this relationship and wondering why YouTube has been given this exemption when, you know, many other online video sites would be happy to provide a similar service to the White House without cookies.
And again, the cookies are not taken by the White House website, and a government site. These are by a third party, and so that's where this really becomes a big difference.
Right. this is not, you know, this is not a debate about some valuable feature that has a downside. This is a debate about something that has no positive benefit to the end user. This is purely about YouTube gathering more information on the browsing habits of internet users.
It sort of sounds more sinister than I thought it sounded from the very beginning. Should I be getting that spidey sense feeling that this is not necessarily going to be a good thing?
You get what you pay for, and right now the White House isn't paying anything to host its videos, and so you know we're paying for it with our privacy. Now the White House isn't alone. Just last week, both the House and Senate announced that they'd created their own YouTube channels, dedicated websites where citizens could go and find out information about their representatives. And if you visit either the House or Senate YouTube channel, within moments of arriving, three different cookies from Google-owned companies will be forced upon your web browser without notifying the end user. So, you know, the only difference there is that the House and Senate are not bound by these rules, by these privacy rules, because they're not part of the executive.
And there's been a debate within the web community, government web folks, about whether they can't stand this rule that prohibits them from using cookies, because they say, yes, there are these potential devilish aspects to cookies, but they're also, it allows people to see how you go walk through a website and gives webmasters a lot of information about how to create a website that works well for the citizen, and also allows you to save passwords and all those kinds of things. So there is this debate going on behind the scenes, right?
There is a limited small debate with relation to the use of cookies for things that help users. But the kinds of cookies that we're seeing here and the kinds that are actually generating concern, criticism by privacy advocates, that these are not providing a valuable service to end users. These are not providing information so that the White House can better tailor the online experience. This is solely so that Google and YouTube can collect information, marketing information on end users.
And it's not very, you talk about transparency. Largely, most people don't know that these things even exist, let alone that you're being asked for them.
Right. You know, this is definitely not something that's being done transparently.
Right.
You know, the Obama administration has made some great steps with its announcement regarding the Freedom of Information Act yesterday in the area of transparency, but this is probably not its most proud moment in these last few days.
So I wonder if we can enforce or invoke the Freedom of Information Act to find out exactly what the agreement is between YouTube and the White House and find out why they were exempted.
Well, funnily enough, I filed a FOIA request this morning for that very information.